always listening is always heard. Always listening is always heard. One of the most wonderful things in the world that we can do is to be able to listen. Hearing is a very precious gift to all of us. Sometimes we just rattle on and we don't really pay attention to what's being said and what's going on around us. And because we are not paying attention to what's going on around us, we don't hear. Now, it's not a matter that we don't have the ability to hear. We always have the ability to hear. And we always have the ability to know all that is going on in the world. But our position is, do we listen? Do we always listen? Do we always care what's going on in the world? Do we always care about what is happening in our life? Do we always care? Well, you can think about that often as you like. And what comes up when you're thinking is that you're really not paying attention most of the time. Most of the time when people are talking around you, you're not paying attention. Now, why is it that you're not paying attention? Well, you're not paying attention because you've got your mind on other things. You're not giving your direction of thought to any one thing. When a mother listens to her child, she listens to her child totally. She doesn't just scatterbrain listen to the child and presume the child is going to say something, but she just stops and really cares. Now, people who have autistic children, they have had to train themselves to listen to the child. Because the child does not always communicate in exactly the same way that an ordinary child does. They communicate in thoughts and ideas and actions and in attitudes. But as a parent learns to listen, as they learn to listen to an autistic child, as they learn to listen to a normal child, as they learn to listen to each other, as they learn to listen to the world, when we turn our ears to the world, we hear such glorious things going on about us. We hear the music of the birds. We hear the songs on our radio. It's so interesting. We listened to a concert the other night, and the concert was brought from Vienna. And it was a beautiful concert directed by a beautiful director. And he was so great. Ellen just fell in love with him. She couldn't get enough of him. She said, he is so wonderful, so fantastic, so marvelous. And what was it that Ellen was listening to? Ellen was listening to the music in her own heart. She was listening to the joy in her own being. She was listening to her own inner self. And she could not think fast enough to listen to all of the music that he was bringing out, and memories flooded through her mind of all of the activities that the music brought forth, that it reminded her of. Our life is beautiful, and one who learns to listen is always heard. Do we want to be heard in life? Do we want people to listen to us? Do we want people to listen to our life and our world and things that are going on and in our experience? Well, if we do, then it's up to us to begin to listen ourselves. And we listen ourselves by doing what? We listen ourselves by being quiet, by learning to be in peace. And as we learn to be in peace, we have great things. Now, a lot of times we say, well, what we have to do is we have to have hearing aids. And hearing aids allow us to be able to hear better. They allow us to hear what's going on around us. Well, if we have trained ourselves not to listen, if we have trained ourselves to only listen to what's going on inside of ourselves and not care about what's going on in the outer world, We may never be helped by any type of device that would make the sound louder and make it more clear to us. The only way we're ever going to be heard, or the only way we're ever going to know what's going on in the world, is to listen. And we listen not because we hear what we think we hear, but because of what we choose to hear. Now, Ellen chooses to listen to glorious music. She chooses to listen to the greatest composers who ever lived. Oh, in her youth and in her various times of her life, she listened to other types of music, and that turned her on a little bit. But always she returned to the classical. Always she returned to the harmonious. Always she returned to the balanced. And when we return to the balanced in our life, when we return to the classical self that we are, then we begin to realize that we are listening to something really worth listening to. Now, it's not just a matter of classical music. It's a matter of classical ideas. It's a matter of beautiful ideas. The idea is that this is a good world we live in. Are you listening to those ideas? Are you listening when the politicians say we've got to change this or change that? We don't have to change anything. What we do is we put a new cause in motion for the experiences we want to have. We thought we could solve everything by war. We thought we could solve everything by going after stuff and chasing it down and making it under our control. But when we put a new cause in motion, we do not bring peace on earth by listening to talks on peace. We bring peace on earth by saying, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. And then we listen inside of ourselves, and we listen and we hear peace, and we hear joy, and we hear harmony, and we hear love, and we hear goodness. And as we hear this, then that is what we are listening to, and that's what we're hearing. One who listens is always heard. You today, I today, we can begin to listen to ourselves. We can begin to listen to the world outside of us. Is the world outside of ourselves reflecting back to us what we are within ourselves? Only too much so. If we are having back, reflected back to us, a world that's inharmonious, it's because we are listening with inharmonious ears. And today, we can begin to listen with harmonious ears. Today, we can begin to listen with voices and with joy and with love. Today, we can be that one in that world that is so great and so beautiful and so perfect and so fantastic, because one who listens is always heard. And I listen to the peace in me. I listen to, now there is peace in me. Now there is peace on earth. Now there is peace in all. And as I listen to that within myself, I hear that outwardly responded and reflected throughout all of the universe, and all the world is peace. One who listens is always heard. And when you always listen, then you're always being heard and you're always being loved. I like to live my life on the basis of unconditional love. I like to live my life on the basis of being happy and being joyous and being harmonious with everything that is in the world, everything that I could ever want to know or be. That's what I want. That's what I choose to do. And if that's what I choose to do, then that means that that has to be my every moment thought. One who listens is always heard. I listen to peace, and peace is heard. I listen to joy, and joy is heard. I listen to love, and love is heard. I listen to happiness, and happiness is heard. I listen to all that the world has to give me, and it is heard. Sometimes people talk about me, and they talk in a jumble, and I don't quite hear them clearly. So, when they choose not to speak articulately and specifically and in charge of themselves, I just choose not to listen to them anymore. And when I choose not to listen to them anymore, then I live in peace and quiet. But I only choose to listen to my own reflection of seeing the world as unconditional love. I only choose to listen to my own reflection of seeing all that is good and very good be that which I am now and forevermore, because that's all that matters. That's all that matters, and that's all that is. And I am a happy, happy, happy person, because I listen, and I'm always heard. I love you. I love you. I love you.